Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Each of us have a hope of eternal life, and that hope is a fundamental part of the faith we have, that Jesus Christ died for our sins and was resurrected so that we can have eternal life. The hope that we have is not something to be taken lightly because so many others with whom we interact do not have this hope. Some of these people claim to be of the faith, and yet their actions proclaim there is doubt of eternal life. Others claim no type of faith, having never been called, and are willing to accept an eternal death when the Bible shows that even these people will come to understand the hope that we have. All we need to do is look back to the COVID-19 pandemic and the reactions of people. Some believed we were facing an extinction-level event where all human life would be wiped off the face of the earth. And yet the hope that we have tells us that only when there is a new heaven and the new earth will humans, as we know them today, cease to exist. By that time, all things will be made new in a spiritual dimension. During the pandemic, many people were panicked over death, and yet the hope that we have gave us respite from that panic because we know that there is life beyond death, and that God will work all things for good to those who are called and love God. The hope that we have gives us calmness when so many others are panicked, and even should physical death come our way, the hope that we have gives us the ability to accept the will of God, knowing that in the comprehension of the recently deceased, in the twinkling of an eye, the resurrection will arrive. When others panic at death, we need not panic. When others fear death, we have confidence of the resurrection and eternal life, knowing that God will work all things together for good to those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. The hope that we have is not a hope held by all people. Paul told the Thessalonians to not sorrow for those who have died, because those who have no hope sorrow for what they understand as the loss of life. We know that when Jesus returns, those who have died in the faith will be resurrected as those who are of the faith at that time are changed into spirit. Let's read 1 Thessalonians 4, starting in verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The concept of an end-time resurrection was understood during Old Testament times. Daniel the prophet was told that during the end time, the archangel Michael would stand up during a time of great trouble to defend the people of God, and that many of them that sleep at that time will awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame. The hope that we have tells us that if we endure to the end in the faith, and should we be dead at this future time, we will be resurrected to everlasting life. Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and that they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. While the concept of the end time resurrection was understood during Old Testament times, it is through Jesus Christ we have the hope that we have. There is nothing that is too complicated about the hope that we have. We know that Jesus lived and then died for our sins and was resurrected into eternal life so that we can have eternal life. During Old Testament times, there were so many rituals and practices, and none of those gave the gift of eternal life. And to this day, so many people are blinded to the hope that we have. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 7. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil and taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. And even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Because of the hope that we have, we clearly understand this future end time resurrection, but so many, including those who are religiously educated, do not. And it was like that during the time of Jesus. There was this high-ranking Pharisee named Nicodemus, who secretly visited Jesus, acknowledging that Jesus was sent by God. And Jesus told Nicodemus that unless a person be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then Jesus taught of the need for water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit to understand spiritual matters. Let's read what is written in John chapter 3, starting in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Jesus then used a passage from the book of Numbers to show Nicodemus that through faith, through belief, through hope, comes eternal life. Verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus then linked that passage in Numbers to his own reality, that he had been sent so that all who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life, that Jesus was not sent to condemn the world, but to save the world. And being saved is all based on belief. The hope that we have gives us every reason to be of the light, aligned to the truth, doing what we do so that all will know and understand that what we have done is not of anything by ourselves, but through the will of God. Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The darkness that people love and the evil that comes with it can be traced all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where in the middle of the garden were two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve chose of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and with the knowledge of evil comes sin. After that choice, they were kicked out of the garden so they could not partake of the tree of life and live forever. And since that time, mankind has known good as a comparison to evil. It was with the death and resurrection of Jesus and the hope that we have that we can begin to grasp the concept of eternal life, knowing that when Jesus Christ returns at the end time, that he will reward the faithful with eternal life. There is nothing we can do to earn eternal life. It is a gift of God through Jesus Christ, but we can certainly earn death should we reject God and the calling we have been given and make the same kind of choice Adam and Eve made by choosing the knowledge of good and evil, the life we have now, over the eternal life to come. Romans 6, verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness and to holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus taught that the righteous will be given eternal life and then described the righteous as people who respond as they are able to the needs they see around them without any thought of spiritual reward. He then also shared that people who do good deeds because they want to look good before others and will overlook helping people in need when they have the ability to do so when nobody is looking will not receive the reward of eternal life. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall say he also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. With our sins forgiven because of Jesus Christ, the hope that we have leads us to overcome sin and draw near to God the Father. 1 John 2, verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. What we see in the world around us that is of and by mankind is based on the knowledge of good and evil and does not lead to eternal life. Those who do the will of God will live forever. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. To have eternal life, we must never give up on the hope that we have. Those who give up on the hope that we have were not of the faith, because had they been of the faith, they would have continued in the hope that we have. Verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as many have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Those who leave the hope that we have deny that Jesus is the Messiah, and in their own way become Antichrist, being against Jesus, because it is this hope, the promise of eternal life, that is a great part of our faith. Verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. Because of the hope that we have, we know that if we focus on the spiritual things in life, if we seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, we receive everlasting life as simply as a farmer can expect to harvest a crop after sowing the seed. If we abandon spiritual things in life, if we abandon the hope that we have, we will die. During our time of spiritual growth, because of the hope that we have, we will not grow weary in doing what God expects of us. And part of what God expects of us is to do good to all people, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Eternal life is for those who patiently continue to do what God expects of them while avoiding judging others. Because those who judge others condemn themselves, because most people tend to do similar things. Instead of making ourselves to be hypocrites, we need to allow God to render his judgment, which will be rendered without respect of person or hypocrisy, and rendered in truth. The hope that we have leads us to see that God is overflowing with goodness, tolerance, and patience. And we should never despise that, wondering why God isn't taking care of a problem we see, because it is the same God who leads us to repentance. Those who lack this hope are contentious and find reasons why they can ignore the truth, choosing to value what is evil, and will be met by the consequences of their actions. Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious, and who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Through the actions of Adam and Eve, by choosing the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, sin was brought into the world, and death, that is the natural consequence of sin. And since that time, all have sinned. Through Jesus, we have this hope of eternal life. Eternal life is a free gift made available to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Just as Adam brought sin to all, Jesus brought forgiveness of sin to all through this hope that we have. Wherever sin may be found, through Jesus is the opportunity for forgiveness of sin. And this forgiveness of sin is what gives us the hope of eternal life. Romans 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which by one man Jesus Christ hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sinneth reign unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life, by Jesus Christ our Lord. The hope that we have leads us to seek those things which are not seen, because those things which are seen are physical and will not last forever. Though our physical bodies may grow old, each day we are renewed through Jesus Christ. Because of the hope that we have, knowing that our sins are forgiven, and that even if we are facing difficulty at the moment, we know what awaits us is far more glorious than anything we can find on earth. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The hope that we have leads us to be vigilant, knowing that Satan seeks our destruction. We resist Satan steadfast in the faith, knowing that all who share our faith and hope must also resist Satan, but also knowing that Jesus Christ will use all of this to bring us to eternal glory. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, that after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The hope that we have leads us to depart from evil and to do good, knowing that God will uphold us, knowing that we will inherit the earth. We can take comfort knowing that God is merciful and that we will not be abandoned by God. When we stumble, God will lift us up. God will not forsake those who are his and will preserve them forever. Psalm 37, verse 21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Proverbs describes wisdom as a blessing to those who follow wisdom. We are told to listen and be wise, not trying to refuse wisdom. Those who pursue wisdom will find life and obtain favor from God, and those who follow sin love death. The hope that we have gives us reason to choose wisdom. Proverbs 8, verse 32. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Our hope causes us to value eternal life, and we know that no person can offer us this incredible gift. We can look to the Old Testament times knowing that to forgive sins, many animals were sacrificed, but none of that led to eternal life. The blood of an animal will never provide a pathway to eternal life, but the blood of Jesus will. With the sacrifice of Jesus, we have forgiveness of sins. And when Jesus returns and we are resurrected, Jesus, who took away our sins, will return to earth without sin, and we will be saved. Hebrews 9, verse 23. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The hope that we have teaches us to value the kingdom of God and not what we find in this present world. Jesus did not come to establish peace, but knew forgiveness of sin would set person against person, not because of what was taught, but because only those who are called will follow Jesus. Those who are not called will not follow Jesus and do not comprehend the hope that we have. We will follow Jesus when times are good and when times are bad. We do not focus on our life in this world. Instead, we focus on eternal life in the kingdom of God. And by doing this, we are seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and we will have eternal life. Matthew 10, verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. The hope that we have makes us realize the need to be led by the Spirit of God. We are no longer led by the forces of this world, though we must live in this world. We reject the spirit of this world, having received the spirit of adoption that makes us children of God. If we are children of God, then we are also heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. As joint heirs with Jesus, we should never be taken aback if we should suffer because Jesus suffered for us all, that we can have eternal life. Whatever it is that might try to bring us down today is insignificant and small compared to the glory that is the kingdom of God and the glory that will be revealed in each of us. The life that we have now is by design so that we might have a springboard for hope. If we already had eternal life, we would have no need to hope for eternal life. But through the life we have as physical mortal people, we are given the opportunity to be delivered from the bondage we have in sin, to become the glorious children of God. We who have the Holy Spirit, remember the hope that we have. How living in the present age can almost be unbearable. How we groan for the time when we will become spirit and live life eternal. It is the hope that we have that brings us to salvation, even as we await for salvation patiently, knowing that the Holy Spirit that is in us makes intercession for us in ways we cannot yet understand, so that we will have eternal life. Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. the Spirit itself beareth witness against our spirit, that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints, according to the will of God. The hope that we have gives us reason to hang on when times are tough, and to constrain ourselves from participating in the evil we see when times are good. We who are called have this hope of eternal life. And that hope is a fundamental part of the faith we have, that Jesus Christ died for our sins and was resurrected so that we can have eternal life. When others see death, we see eternal life, which will come to us who remain faithful to the end at the return of Jesus Christ because of the hope that we have. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.